Hello, this is John Smallwood from Smallwood Wealth Management. Today, we're going to be discussing the 2018 federal estate tax rule changes. This is probably one of the most exciting, biggest opportunities of our planning careers to really look at how these laws will impact our current gifting, our current estate planning that we've done, how you protect your assets going forward, lots of opportunity to rethink and revise and redo. To get started, I want to focus on the 2018 estate tax law overview. The credit shelter amount, which is the amount that you can pass to people without inheritance tax, was $5.6 million for 2018. That number has been doubled to $11.2 per individual. Anything over the $11.2 will be subject to a 40% estate tax. For a married couple, this now gives the opportunity to pass $22.4 million without inheritance tax. The generation skipping tax, or known as the GST exclusion, is also doubled to $11.2 million per individual. It appears in the moment that this is good from 2018 through 2025. So there's a finite window of opportunity to take advantage of this law. We know that estate taxes started in the early 1900s, right around World War I, as a temporary tax to help out with the war costs. It's been here, there's been a tremendous amount of changes. It's constantly changing and revising. The state levels are being changed. It's a threat and a tax that's constantly coming at us. So I look at this as an opportunity to say, in this next 2, 3, 4, 5 year period, we have potentially 7, we have a tremendous opportunity to complete gifts, to revise and rethink everything that we've done so far. Some of the key provisions that are in the law is there's no impact on the step up in basis. Right now, in the current law and what's coming in 2018, if I have highly appreciated stock that I own outright that's included in my estate non-IRA, the date of death or 6 months thereafter becomes the cost basis. It gets a step up to that date of death for cost basis. So if I paid $1 for something and it's now worth $10 and my family inherits the asset worth $10, it got a step up in basis. So when they sell the assets, they're not paying tax on the dollar to go into $10, they're only paying anything over the $10. So that step up in basis is still preserved, and it appears that there are no changes to the valuation discounts that are available in proper structure of utilizing LLCs and other related entities to get discounts. And we'll talk about that as we go forward. So it's a tremendous opportunity to be thinking about the use of spousal lifetime access trusts, irrevocable life insurance trusts, the use of beneficiary defective irrevocable trusts, trusts with dynastic qualities and valuation discounts. Okay, so the spousal lifetime access trust is a vehicle that does exactly what it sounds like it does. That money can be put into a trust for the benefit of the spouse. The spouse has a lifetime access to that capital, and upon the spouse's death, it would pass to the beneficiaries. What's fantastic about that is that if you put $5.6 million into that trust, that's growing throughout that person's life, and when that person passes, whatever it's grown to is now not included in their estate for federal estate tax purposes. So in essence, we can double up on the gift and get $11.2 million into that trust. So to accelerate and increase these gifts is a tremendous opportunity. You also have the ability through increased gifts to put more money into a revocable life insurance trust as well to expand the amount of capital that's available. Also, parents and other related people that are around you can also set up trusts where assets can be gifted into what we're calling BDA trust or beneficiary defective irrevocable trust, where you can still retain control. That money can grow outside of your estate and pass to your beneficiaries without inheritance tax. This is a tremendous opportunity to really rethink and understand how this could work. The dynastic trust, a trust that has no mandatory distributions, one that continues from generation to generation to generation, is something that used to be preserved for only the mega wealthy. And that is something that now with trust laws and the way it is, it's available for most people. And if you think about it, in the old tax laws, anything over 675, anything over a million, anything over 5 million was subject to inheritance tax. And when you start thinking about real estate, business values, IRAs, life insurance values, you can get up there relatively quickly. This opportunity to structure the assets so that we can maximize the asset protection, maximize the estate protection, maintain control, and push money outside of our estates that has the potential to have intergenerational wealth without the impact of the estate tax is something to this order of magnitude that's not been available for a very long time. So it's a tremendous opportunity. Also, within certain structures, there's the availability, because of lack of marketability and minority shareholder discounts, to actually benefit from valuation discounts. So closely held corporations and things like that potentially could see a discount from these numbers, reducing the gift from, let's say you have a company that's worth $1 million and you own 39% of that company, just as an example, it's not a valuable resource. It's valuable, but it's not as valuable to sell it because you don't have controlling interest. So therefore, you're a minority shareholder and a lack of marketability because not a lot of people want to buy it. That gives you the ability to potentially discount that. So on paper, it's worth $1 million, but because of those two factors, you might get a 20, 30% discount. So for gift tax purposes, this becomes $700,000 in that $1 million example, assuming a 30% discount. This is powerful moving forward and doing this. There's a lot of opportunity to look at the trust that you've done, to make sure that you complete gifts, that you